Blog Talk Radio.
Conflict of disinterest. I don't give a shit about either one of this. I said conflict of disinterest. I don't really care about this. I said conflict of disinterest. I'll take a hit or I'll take a miss. I said a conflict of disinterest. I don't care about this or that. I got that well in hand. I ain't down with this shit. I don't care where they stand. I'ma keep it moving as soon as I get the chance. But right now is this place where I have to dance. Turn on the music, scratch up the records. Everything is going to be all right. And yo, Seth, check it. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Ogetimism show. Man, how y'all feeling? How did you make it through the week? I hope that you made it through the week with flying colors. I hope that all your dreams became realized right in front of your face. I hope that you're feeling like a real man and a real woman should. I know that I am. This was a rough week for me. I ain't gonna hold you. It was crazy. But professionally, it is always a crazy week. But, you know, still I rise, baby. Still I rise. I say. So, what's going on, T. Carry? Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Emily Dunlap in the house. Bow! Yeah, now she's going to turn it out. She's the moderator. You can love or hate her, but she's going to make sure that she regulates ya. And thanks for coming through, Emily. So that's how it's going down tonight, y'all. This is the Daily Go Get Emism Show, and we're talking about a conflict of disinterest. a conflict of disinterest. Oh shit. Hold on, y'all.
I gotta take care of something right. Wiggity quick.
My big sis Robbie Ming is here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily. The daily go get a amazing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And tonight on this Flashback Friday, thank God it's Friday, we're talking about a conflict of disinterest. Conflict of disinterest, what you know? Have you ever had to choose between two or more things that you really don't give a shit about? That you don't care about, like this or that, engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If the train fall off the track, pick it up. That's you on the seat. Have you though? I mean, this shit is rap, son. It's rap. There may be a point in time in your life where you have had to choose between two things that you didn't really care about. Two jobs. You don't really care about either one of them. It was a means to an end. Strictly an income for you. You know? You may not have even wanted to be in that industry. Maybe there were higher goals and pursuits that you had, but you just couldn't get to that at the time. You had to get to the immediate bag. So you took these jobs up, because it could be the situation where you are extremely good at what you do. So you get these jobs. Yes, you do. You get these jobs. But these jobs also get you. They get you in that you're not really feeling it. Like, perhaps you a hell of a bartender. So you go out to clubs and bars, lounges and stuff like that, and 10 bar. But you want to be an actor or dancer or musician. That's your passion. But for right now, these bills got to get paid. There's no way around it. These bills got to get paid. So with the bills having to get paid, you got to go and do what you got to do, kid. You got to do what you got to do, kid. So you may work at a number of these bars. Maybe you work at one in the daytime, one in the nighttime, and you audition or record or do whatever it is that you do to pursue your dream in your spare time. But you're a hell of a mixologist. These people be coming to get your drinks everywhere you go. People, you know how it is. When you have your favorite bartender, people will follow their favorite bartender from bar to bar, from lounge to lounge, from club to club. Some bartenders I've known were so good. You would have thought they should have actually just printed up flyers. But they would tell everybody on social media or whatever, listen, I'm going to be here, you know, this night, so make sure y'all come through and let me pour it up for y'all and blah. And people would do it. It could have been their personality. It could have been the way that they made the drinks, whatever the case may be. This is what they did. But imagine doing it, and that's not even what you really want to do. So, like, I mean, your blend of vodka and cranberry juice or your screwdriver abilities with the vodka and the orange juice is just, like, anybody can make vodka and orange juice. Mwah. No, when he or she does it, it's, mwah. Like, it's, mwah. Like, I don't know what it is. It's the perfect blend of vodka and orange juice. Like, the shit be good, plus I be all turned up. I don't know if it's the vodka. I don't know if it's the orange juice. All I know is when she's sending bar, I'm going to get loose. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. We grits and wavy, wavy and grits. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. Thanks for coming on through. You know that you're the shh, 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 shh. Don't say nothing to nobody. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me some you. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Conflict of disinterest. A conflict of disinterest. In the description, I wrote, how about a family lawyer that has to choose between two litigants in a divorce proceeding? Because a family lawyer, or a lawyer in particular, can't represent both clients. So you have to choose between the husband or the wife, this spouse or that spouse. And let's just say you don't give a shit about either spouse. Conflict of disinterest. You just here to get this money. Like, I don't care about these people. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some slick shit. I'm going to represent the husband, and I'm going to recommend somebody else from my firm to represent the wife. Hopefully we can pull this off without them knowing. Maybe I'm an independent lawyer, but I also work for a firm on the low. So I'm going to stick the firm on. Like, listen, I'm representing your wife, so it's a conflict of interest for me to talk to you any longer. But I do this. I'm gonna do you a solid. You know what I mean? My man will represent you for cheap. Here, take the number. Conflict of disinterest. You don't give a fuck about who wins. Only person you care about who wins is you. Being a lawyer might not even be your passion. Might not. Might not be your passion, but you went to law school and all of that and everything. You was good at it. And maybe at one time it was your passion. But maybe now you want to blow on a horn. You're a musician. You know what I mean? You're a musician. You got saxophone skills. Trombone. Trombone specialties. You're a trumpeter. Not a trumper. But a trumpeter, Stacey White, what's going on, my? Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate you. Conflict of disinterest. Have you ever had to choose between two or more things that you did not give a shit about? Have you ever had to do it? I said, have you ever had to do it? Ain't this some shit? Look at these turtles. This is a dope video. These turtles are racing. And they're not so slow. I've never seen a turtle run fast. They're getting it in. And these are kind of, these turtles kind of big. Go turtle. Go turtle. I like turtles. I've known some people who fuck turtles up. You know what I mean? You can't have turtles in extreme heat. Or you will have turtle soup. Turtle. 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 But anyway.
I said anyway.
Choosing between two or more things that you don't even care about. Two or more things that you don't even care about. You know, it can get a little hairy. You know, maybe relationship wise. You know, you have two suitors. You have two suitors that are after you. And you're like, I'm in love with Larry and he's in love with me. But wait, the problem is I'm not really in love with Larry. Yeah, it happens. So what do you do in that situation? Well, most people would say that would be the time to be the most honest with yourself and honest with the other person. But if you're not really that interested in either person in the situation and y'all haven't gotten that serious, what are you being honest about? You might be out for a good time. I guess you need to be honest about that, though. That's true. The bottom line is maybe the person that you are interested in ain't biting right now. They ain't on the line. They ain't with it, baby. They're not there. They're not there. Conflict of disinterest. Oh, man. How do these glasses get? I mean, they be on my face all day. How do they get so dirty? How did they get so dirty? Can't see. Bad enough. My vision ain't what it used to be, but then dirty ass glasses just, you know, confuse the issue. Confuse the issue. Conflict of disinterest. What you know. That's better. Yo, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about a conflict of disinterest. Choosing between two or more things that you don't give a shit about. Class of 2021. Maybe some of these students that have graduated this year are going to college, and maybe going to college is not what they really want to do. But they have the aptitude to definitely go to college and probably to graduate. So maybe all of their lives it has been their plight to go to college after school. And now is the time. Maybe they even got scholarships to go to multiple schools. Like, I'm going to give you this over here. Give you this over there. Come over here. I'm going to take care of you. Yeah. It could be a situation like that. I mean, you don't even really want to go to any of these colleges. Maybe the school that you really want to go to ain't giving up the money. They're not giving up the money. So let's say you have a scholarship to go to Barnard. You have a scholarship to go to, let's pick out good schools, American University. You got a scholarship to go to Georgetown. You got a scholarship to go to Drexel. You know, I've known people who went to Drexel. Drexel is this college in Philadelphia, if y'all didn't know. What kind of school is Drexel? I always thought Drexel was engineering, but they're really good in business too. If y'all know, like, if y'all know, what kind of school is Dressel primarily? Like, is it engineering? I know it ain't architecture. I mean, I know it's not agriculture. Anyway, let's say you have scholarships to go to those schools. Yeah, I've never known anybody that had a scholarship to go to Drexel. Have y'all known anybody that had a scholarship to go to Drexel? I know people who went to Drexel, but I've never known anybody who had a scholarship to go to Drexel. I know they give out scholarships. I just never knew anybody like that. I knew people who had scholarships to go to Penn, but not Drexel. It's a little weird. It's a little weird. Anyway, let's say you have scholarships to go to these schools, but you really wanted to go to Princeton. You want to go to Princeton. You want to go out there, down there in South Jersey. Well, really Central Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more Central Jersey. Lower Central. No, Upper Central. Anyway, you want to go to Princeton University, but they ain't giving them no money. Maybe you could actually go to Princeton, but you're going to have to pay for it. Meanwhile, these other schools are giving up money. TK Wright says, a couple of my old students. Really? Okay. Nobody I knew that went to Drexel had a scholarship. They went. They was paying. But they was getting paid, too, while they was going to school. That's a decent thing about Drexel. You know, got that co-op program. You get money, and you are only a freshman. 18 years old, you already getting money, baby. You getting money working in the industry already. So Drexel was sort of like a trade school and a college. It's kind of dope. But yeah. So it's a conflict of disinterest. Wherever you take these scholarships from, it's not the school that you really want to go to. Is that going to have a difference? Is it going to make a difference in the way that you perform at these schools? You never know. Maybe not the first year, but maybe as you go on. Actually, the first year may be the toughest for you because it's not really where you want to be. Maybe you took the school. Maybe you chose the school because they gave the most money and the most opportunities. But you didn't choose a school that fit you. So the student body, you weren't on the same page with them. They wanted to be there. You didn't want to be there. Maybe it was in a location where it didn't fit you. Maybe you were the only black student in a sea of white people, and you don't come from that. Never really wanted to be a part of that. Like, you was one of those black students that shined above everybody. Maybe who you went to school with, you was smarter than the blacks, the whites, and the Asians. Like, they know how to do math. I know how to do math. No. Shang Li ain't better in math than me. No, she's not. Mm-hmm. And neither is Fong. You know Vietnamese Fong. I don't know if Vietnamese are good in college. You know, you honestly don't see a whole lot of Vietnamese, but you know, you be seeing like Korean, Chinese, you know, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you got to separate one Asian from the, I mean, it's Indians are Asian too, but so, you know, and also Afghanistan, places like that, Pakistani, maybe Bengal, but what I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, you may have been going to this all white school and you are all black. Come outside. So you chose this all-white school because they was paying you all of this money. And this is real money. This ain't no affirmative action type shit. You got the skills to pay the bills. You the best on the test, baby. You the best on the test. But you don't like this school. It's way out in the sticks and shit. You wanted to go to a school in the city. So you chose this school because it was a conflict of disinterest. It was either go to the school that was giving you all of this money or struggle to go to the school that you wanted to go to, which was Princeton University, that wasn't giving up that dough. Yo. They wasn't giving up no money. And you may not have come from a family that had it like that. So it was a conflict of disinterest. Conflict of disinterest. Here it is. You going to, let's see. Let's choose a school that we all know of that has mostly a white student body. I mean, any of the Ivy League schools, any of the eight Ivy League schools are mostly Caucasian. But you will see a black presence there. You're definitely going to see an Asian presence there. So, sucre chez toi. Thanks for coming on by. Sucre chez toi. Thanks for coming on by. What's going on, Mike? So, yeah. So, you going to this school where you rocking Morehouse t-shirts, Spelman t-shirts, Clark t-shirts, sweatshirts, I should say, and Princeton. You know, all the schools that you really wanted to go to that wasn't giving up that cash. And people can't really say that you took the easy way out because you did the right thing. It was just that, you know, you went to a school that you didn't really want to go to. So it was a conflict of disinterest, or it could be the case where you didn't want to go to college at all, but your parents always had this vision and this dream of you going to college to either do what they did or to do better than they did. Maybe you were the first person in your family to go to college. And you're going to be the first one to go, and you're going to be the first one to finish, and you're going to set an example for all of your brothers and your sisters and your cousins and your aunties and your uncles and everybody else who comes after you. You're going to set an example for your ancestors and your descendants, as well as your peers. That's you. It's heavy load. But you don't even want to go to college. Nice. You're like, yo, I would be perfectly happy just getting a job at Family Dollar and open up a weed dispensary. I was going to smoke weed this whole summer to find out which weed was the best, so when I open up my dispensary, I would know exactly what to sell. But I got to go to this college first. Because they giving up money, plus my mom and my dad, they was all on their jawn like, yo, I need you. We got a lot of money riding on you. We got a lot of money and a lot of pride, and I need you to put that pride aside and make us feel good and be our God. I need you to be the examples for your brothers and sisters. Make sure that you don't front on them or diss them. I need you to represent and make sure that you say what you feel and make sure that is also what you meant. And I say, what's up, Queen Monica. Queen Monica Davis is all up in the house. Queen Matu Mayini, what's going on, Ma? Good to see me some. You and Carol Chamber, let me Favorita. So we're talking about conflict of disinterest. Conflict of disinterest, choosing between two or more things that you don't even give a shit about, that you do not care about. Like, that is not on your radar. You're doing it because you can, but it's not where your heart is. It's not where you stand. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes. Y'all, I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Conflict of disinterest. Choosing between two or more things that you don't really care about, that you don't really want to be a part of. That's not where you are. So we talked about choosing between two jobs that you don't, you ain't really feeling, you know, but you got to put that food on the table, keep a roof overhead, got to keep the shoes on your feet. And those shoes got to be good shoes. You know what I'm saying? Can't be that bullshit. Can't be that bullshit. And I said, and choose it. Maybe a college student having to choose between multiple schools or a graduating high school student choosing between two or more colleges that they don't even really want to go to. But you got to choose something. This one giving up money, but you want to go to another thing. Or maybe you didn't want to go to college at all and your parents are pushing you. They pushing. Of course. I mean, they're trying to do the right thing. They're encouraging you to do the right, to you know, pursue higher learning. And look, going to college is never a bad thing. I don't care whether you want to go to it or not. It's never going to be a bad thing. You're never going to go to college and be like, yo, I wasted my time, you know, pursuing this damn degree. Even though I have heard people say that kind of dumb shit. But they said it in the context of, what's the use of getting a degree? I'm not even working in my field, you know? Or I can't get a job working in my field. I graduated with a degree in psychology. And you can't work in my field unless you have at least a master's degree, which is untrue. It's untrue. Back in the day, I thought it was true. I thought if you had a degree in psychology, you couldn't work in the field unless you had at least a master's degree, but that's untrue. When you have a master's degree, you can work as you can actually be like a social worker, a clinical social worker, a clinical social worker. So you're not a psychologist, that's for sure. You're not a you don't have the DR by your name, but being a clinical social worker, that means that you have pursued your master's and you on your way to the DR. But you know, you gotta do that dissertation, you gotta do that residency, you got a ways to go. But some people stop right there. You know, they're like, I'm good. Clinical social work, I'm good. Yeah, I could still, you know, get my counseling on. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? But when you only have a bachelor's degree in psychology, you can work as a TS worker. You can also work alongside a licensed. That's what it is. When you have your master's in psychology, you can be a licensed social worker, but not like a regular social worker. You can be like a licensed clinical social worker. So it's like, you know, you have social worker one and social worker two. So you can be a TS worker, and you can also, the reason that I know that you can still get jobs in the psychology field with only a bachelor's is because I almost did it in 2017. But I didn't have a degree in social work. I had in administration of justice. So they was like, "That's, you know, you took a lot of sociology, so you might be able to, you know what I mean." I had some trouble. But anyway, the bottom line is maybe that's what you wanted to do. but other things were taking your attention right now. You know, people who want to be artists, they struggle with conflicts of disinterest fairly often, because, you know, when you are starting off in the industry, if you are an artist, you might be a starving artist. If you are in the music industry, you know, until you get signed, you're not going to make any money. Ain't nobody going to give you no money to stand on stage and say your rhymes or sing your songs if you don't have a record out. At least that's the way it used to be. Things are a little bit different now, where you can put out your own music. You can make, you can flip the mixtape game all crazy, you know, sell CDs or whatever out your trunk, upload your music to all platforms, the iTunes, the Spotify's, SoundCloud's, all platforms. You know what I am saying. But you can still get money. There are ways out here to get money online without a record deal. But as far as people booking you, promoters are going to shit on you. So you may have to get a 9-to-5 job while you're waiting for your break, or while you are grinding it out. Same thing with if you're an actor. You may be an actor, and you may be really good, but you're honing your craft. You may be as good as those top paid actors and actresses that are out there, but your name ain't nobody right now. You're looking to get your name up good enough to actually hire an agent. A lot of agents won't take you on until you build up your resume, because they don't want to be associated with anybody small time. They don't want that on their resume. So they wait till cats get kind of big, and they make them a little bit bigger, a little bit, little. So you might be in the Actors Guild and all of that kind of stuff, but you still are a principal extra. You have not landed those speaking roles yet. You haven't landed those speaking roles. No, you haven't caught the eye of those directors. Not yet. Not yet. But you may be well on your way. So, in the meantime, you might be a bartender. Good as shit at it. You're good as hell. You the mixologist. You are the king or queen of powing it up. But you don't want to pow it up. You know, I don't know what's going on in my memory today. Bruce Willis was a straight bartender before he got his break. Before he blew up on Moonlighting. He was on Moonlighting at first, right? Bruce Willis? He was on the TV show Moonlighting. And then he had that really popular movie. What's the name of the movie? The first, you know, Bruce Willis's first major break. What was the name of the movie? Bruce Willis, y'all. What was his first major film? Everybody's talking about that movie to this day. You know, rappers and all that kind of stuff. Bruce Willis. Brucey! What's his name? Wyoming. Die Hard. Thank you. Yes. Die Hard. You know, Die Hard 2. You know, he blew up off of that. Rightfully so. It was a dope movie. Very, very dope. But before Moonlighting and before Die Hard and all of that, He was a bartender. He was a bartender. So who's to say how many bars he was working at while he was auditioning and, you know, trying to be a superstar that he would later on become. You know what I mean? It was a conflict of disinterest. I don't know how interested he was in bartending. There's another actor that got arrested before he got his big break for selling drugs. Gary Busey. He was a drug dealer. Oh, he was a fourth grade art teacher too? Yo, I think I heard something like that before. Bruce! Hold on. Tim the Tool Man was a drug dealer too. Maybe that's who I'm thinking about. Hold on. Hold on. You know what I mean? Like Tim the Tool Man Taylor looked very unassuming, you know, with that hit TV show that he was getting $5 million an episode for eventually. You know what I mean? Conflict of interest. You think his drug customers knew that he didn't want to be their pusher man? Like, you were just using me. You were just using me while you pursued your career in acting and superstardom. I can't believe I sniffed your coke. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, no more. No me taught fourth grade art teacher. Oh, no me. Oh, okay. You taught fourth grade. Oh, my man, Bruce Willis was a bartender in a fourth grade. I thought he was a fourth grade. Hold on. Did Gary Busey ever get arrested for selling drugs?
According to mirror.co.uk, his career never picked up after that, and Gary was later arrested for spousal battery of his second wife, Tiana, in 1999.
Okay. Hold on. Yo, Gary Busey is 77. What's really good? Hold on. Gary Busey, motorbike accidents, dogs covered in cocaine. What in the hell? Hold on. Oh, he had a cocaine overdose. Who the fuck? Wait, hold on. Who overdoses on cocaine? What was he trying to do? What was he trying to sniff Scarface levels of coke? Wait, hold on. That is crazy. Hold on. He's in the Buddy Holly story. He got nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor. Wow. All right. I didn't realize he had an overdose. I thought he sold a couple of drugs. But born in 1944, you too old to sell drugs. You too old to sell coke. You would have had to be like a heroin dealer. I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm that nigga when you need, got some coke, got some weed. I'm your friend too. I'm your pusher. Yeah, yes, sir. Yo, man, listen, You know what I didn't tell y'all the other day? I got stuck out there in that storm on Wednesday. Me and my baby went to went out to King of Prussia. We went to iFly, you know, the indoor skydiving thing. And then we went to Dead Lobster. We went to Dead Lobster. Some people call it Red Lobster because I don't like it. I call it Dead Lobster. Anyway, you know. And it was really starting to rain when we left iFly. But it was raining like crazy when we left Dead Lobster. So we coming home from King of Prussia. That was the longest ride from King of Prussia ever. And the water that was coming from the storm, it was really, really something from out of a movie. I never saw nothing like that before. Like, we were stuck in the burbs. The GPS is trying to tell me where to go, but the GPS don't know that the water is flooding everywhere. And, like, you know, I'm trying to get to higher ground, and it ain't working. We had to drive through all of these streets where it really felt like you was dunking your car in the water. And so, I thought it was like water main breaks, because you could see like geysers in the streets. Or like, you remember back in the day, if you hit a fire hydrant, the water would like splash all the way up into the air. That's what it was like. By the way, fire hydrants don't do that anymore. They make them different now. So if you hit a fire hydrant, nothing happens. But back in the day, the water would go up in the air, whatever. So I'm thinking like, dang, it was feeling like the levees broke or some shit like that. It was water everywhere. And so we stuck in the burbs trying to get to higher ground. And I'm noticing that the houses out there, like, let's say like Plymouth, White Marsh or whatever, the houses were built on, they were built kind of elevated. And I guess they knew that when they had bad storms, they had to build the houses elevated in order to keep them from getting flooded. But the water was coming. It was coming like it was like a beachfront property during high tide. It was fucking crazy. But I give it to her. My baby was a trooper. She wasn't scared because she knew daddy had this. But daddy was like, what the fuck? Like, listen, if it calls for me and my baby will swim to safety, I'd be like, get on my back. I'll put you on my back like a scorpion, baby. But we ain't gonna die. We ain't gonna die. We got to leave the car. We'll leave the car, but we ain't going to die. But I'm saying all that to say this. It was bad in Philly. And so the Vine Street Expressway, for people who live in the area, the Vine Street Expressway is full of water. I don't know if they got it out now, but the shit was crazy. It was like, for it to have that much water in it, because the water came all the way up to the bridge. And they're saying that there are people in cars down there. Man, you know, they might have bodies down there. But I saw a video of a boy, a back flipping off a bridge and diving into the damn water in the Vine Street Expressway. So I just saw, here I am trying to share the show, and I just saw this meme where they got a picture of a Philly public transportation bus in the water on the river, like it got a, like it's a boat, like it's a river boat. And they said, Philly dude screaming back door for the fucking bus. I'm like, I can't. Because when we ever wanted to get off of the bus, public transportation, and the driver didn't realize that we was trying to get off on the back door, we would be yelling out, back door! I can't. He's wilding. I was like, he wilding. But yeah, that's still, yo, shout out to everybody who went through that storm, because that shit was crazy. And I was in such a rush to come back and do this show, I ain't even mention this shit. You know, but y'all didn't know that I narrowly escaped death and drowning. And I'm not bullshitting that. It was bad. Because I'm coming down Ridge Pike, which eventually turns into Henry Avenue. I couldn't go that way. So we had to turn off of Ridge Pike. And I tried to go to Germantown Pike. I did eventually, you know, maneuver some ways. It was like a maze. It was like a maze. And you could only go the ways where the water had not consumed the streets. Other than that, it was, you could see the water coming. It was like it was attacking you. I was like, what the hell? Why? Monica Davis talking about some bring back the duck boat. No, people keep sinking the duck boat. Keep sinking the duck boat. The nasty infested water, yeah, man. But Monica, you remember on them hikes, all them people diving and swimming in Wissahickon Park. What they call it? Club Med, Wissahickon, whatever. Oh, man, this shit was crazy. Wissahickon Beach. Wissahickon Beach, by the way, that's on again. Wissahickon Beach did return this year. Let me see. Robin Ming says, my niece graduated from Marian Catholic School. She was awarded a 4-year scholarship to Drexel. Oh, wow. And yes, she decided to go another year. She going for Black Entrepreneur. Okay. Well, now I know of somebody who got a scholarship to Drexel. I ain't know nobody before. And so Jones says, we had a veterans meeting right before the storm hit at the VA hospital. The Schuylkill was flooded. I never seen water that fast near a street. And so y'all got the Schuylkill in Baltimore? Y'all got the Schuylkill? Or you in Philly? Schuylkill was only in Philly. All right, Schuylkill. I can see y'all having the Delaware, but the Schuylkill runs into the Delaware, don't it? Oh, at the V Hill. Oh, you had to come to Philly. Oh, yeah, my man asked, so you should have hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a flood. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. He knows about the Schuylkill. That's what's up. But yeah. That shit was bad. He said, I never seen water that fast near a street. It was unreal. It really was. It was, you know, people texting me and calling me and, you know, like, yo, y'all all right in Philly? Like, no, man. But yeah, back to what we was talking about, man. Conflict of disinterest. A conflict of disinterest. Choosing between two or more things that you don't even care about. That you don't even care about. Two jobs that you don't even want. And two schools. And you about to just front. But the truth of the matter is, you got to make a choice in your life. There comes a time in your life where you must choose. So it is what it is. And that's the business. That's the business. Conflict of disinterest. Like, I don't like either one of y'all, motherfucker. Matter of fact, I don't like none of y'all, motherfucker. How about this? How about in a situation, let's say you at work and you got two warring factions at work. You know how it is. You know how at work people are always divide, you know, cliques form at work, and then they divide and conquer each other. You know, they going at each other and all of that. Maybe you've been invited to choose one clique over the other clique. Get down or lay down. Get down or lay down at the job. You at Amazon. You working at Amazon. Get down or lay down. Sit down or lay down. And you like, well, what does laying down and entail exactly? Like, if I choose to lay down, I'm not saying that that's what I'm choosing, but should I choose to lay down? Like, what is that? What do I get? How does it work? What are we doing? Yeah, but it might be a situation where you decide that, okay, I see how it is. This clique over here is closer to management and leadership, and this clique over here, they got it. They feel like they run leadership and management. Both of them have a little power, but I don't think either one of them are really in control here. But both of them want me to come on their side, and they telling me to choose. Get down or lay down. Amazon. What you gonna do, foe? You better come on in. Like I said, you don't give a shit about either one of them. You're not feeling none of them, either one of them. But in order for you to work there peacefully, you are going to have to get down or lay down. You trying to stay Switzerland on the sideline. I'm Switzerland. I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland. I'm neutral. I don't choose sides. I ain't down with none of y'all. I ain't know none of y'all before I came around, y'all. I'ma still ball when I leave. And when I get right, I want to see you or me. We are going to be on some other S-I-S-H-I. Anyway. Conflict of disinterest. If you choose one side, does that mean that you can't associate with anybody from the other side? You might not be interested in a situation like that. Like, tell you what, man, y'all play one side of the fence. I'm not gonna play either side of the fence. I'm not feeling you. Like, I'm not doing this. I see what y'all doing, but I'm not doing it. Ansel Jones says, I was in Marine Corps, J. Roxy. So when I got invited to the birthday ball, 13 November, it's interesting to see the date written that way, Ansel. November 13th at my high school, before COVID, I would have went. Okay. And you're an airman. You're an airman. But you said that you would have went to the Marines? Oh. But you can't say that's a conflict of interest, but that's not a conflict of disinterest. Because you definitely be representing the airmen. Come outside. Come outside. So I see what you're saying. I do. I see what you're saying. But are you saying what you're saying? Look at this. Somebody was paying homage to Tony Thompson. You know, Tony Thompson, he was the lead singer in High Five. I like the way you kiss me when we're playing the kissing game. Huh? High Five was dope. They really was. That first and second album was on point. They was dope. They was dope. Waco, Texas ass nigga. Waco, Texas ass next. Conflict of disinterest, y'all. Friday night. Just got paid. Not really. But yeah, there may come a time in your life where you have to choose between two things that you don't even want. Two things that you don't even like. Two things that you're not interested in. Two things, like two chains. All right. I heard that Geminis has to choose between two things all the time. And I heard they ain't never interested in nothing. It's just something to do. All right. Well, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Shall we? I mean, you know, y'all ain't going to play along. It's okay. It's all love. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the my man. The man who I would call my godfather back in the day, Lamont Corbin, turning 66 years old today. My man, my mellow. Happy birthday to you, Bo. And also, Circe Brown, turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 bow. And also, Michelle Sadler, happy birthday to you. And Ed Henry II. And also, Alicia Eeyore. Eeyore, turning 51 years old today. She's a 1970 baby. Wow, with the blonde, but the crippled, crazy. And also, Nichelle Alexander, happy birthday to you. And Precious Miller, turning 46 years old today. And Esther Akinawo, turning 49 years old today. And Serena Diet, turning 41 years old today. And John Quarles, turning 51 years old today. You know why? Because he's a 1970 baby. With the blind, with the crippled, the crazy. And my man Josh Kosh, turning 40 years old today. Boy, you was a young boy when I first met you. He's a good dude, though. Josh Kosh, turning 40. Bow, 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 bow. Welcome to the 40-40 Club, homie. And Charles Tink Collins, my man. Dogtown is in the house. Dogtown. Happy birthday to you. And Beverly Blongo, turning 70 years old today. Because she's a 1951. Because she's a 1950 baby. Anyway. And last but not least, turning 48 years old today, Neek Queen. Neek Queen, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. September 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all, go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, remember. Yo, conflict of disinterest. You can find yourself in this situation plenty of times. Hopefully, you don't have like a conflict of interest when it comes to some of your loved ones. Like, let's say both of your, two or more of your kids keep fucking up. And hopefully you don't get on your shit like, well, I don't really give a shit about either one of them. I tried to tell them. I tried to raise them. I tried to give them everything that they needed. I tried to be there as a resource, and I tried to be there like a mother or daddy, of course. But they didn't listen. So I don't give a rat's ass about either one of them. Hopefully it never comes down to anything like that. But you can find yourself having to choose between Goodyear and Michelin. You're like, man, I don't give a fuck. Goodyear and Michelin, I don't give a fuck. But it's all good. It's all love. I want y'all to have a great day. Listen, there will not be an Urban Therapy with Sun show tomorrow because me and Ayana got a little adventure that we're going to go into. A great adventure, as a matter of fact. So we're gonna roll out a little early and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do the damn thing. But we will be here on Sunday. Yes, Sunday there will be at Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I want to thank y'all for coming out. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And I will get with y'all on Sunday. So as they say, my blog talkers, I get back with you.